still Austin Hill by about two car lengths. Shane Van Gisbergen in second. Third, A.J. Allmendinger. Then it's about eight car lengths back to Sam Mayer, and they all glide through turn seven and tackle the S's in turn eight.
A big loser, Cole Custer. Sam Mayer decided for a little payback just a moment ago in turn 11, turned Custer completely around, and before he could get the car turned around in the right direction, he pivoted down through the field all the way down to 31st.
Well, watch the race leaders now coming out of turn number 10. Austin Hill, best known for his exploits on the mile-and-a-half racetracks, but he's a competent road racer. However, his race lead, as he locks up the front tires momentarily getting into turn 11, shrinks to less than half a car length as he and Van Gisbergen pull away from A.J. Allmendinger.
Here comes the battle for the lead. It is Austin Hill about five car lengths in front of Shane Van Gisbergen as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Austin Hill dashes out of turn three, coming down the hill. The right-hander of turn four right in front of him. Three car lengths behind it, Shane Van Gisbergen. They fly downhill through the chute to turn seven. This big looping right-hand turn. Van Gisbergen gains about three car lengths. He's about one car length off race leader Austin Hill.
Headed down the hill right now. We've got 22 laps to go here in the Zip 250. Austin Hill is holding a very smooth wheel. In fact, he pulls away just a bit from Shane Van Gisbergen as they head down to the bottom of the racetrack. Austin Hill setting up for the right-hander of 10.
You got to believe that Shane Van Gisbergen is just biding his time, waiting for the opportunity. Hill stretches his advantage momentarily as he gets down through the gearbox in turn number 11. This time he does not lock up the front tires. 180-degree right-hand turn. Very tight, very small radius. Off turn two, the gap, five car lengths.
As they work their way back across the start-finish line, 21 laps to go in this race at Sonoma. Again, top two pulling away from third place, A.J. Allmendinger, who's pulling away from fourth place, Sam Mayer.
Yeah, this is turning down into our two road course titans here, trying to figure out if they can get to the leader, Austin Hill. Shane Van Gisbergen in that second position as he takes a more aggressive charge into turn number three. Then they kick the car to the right in turn 3A down the hill. It's still Austin Hill, in fact, in that lead.
Van Gisbergen a little bit closer this time than he was last lap. As they're through four, they shoot down through the chute, head to seven. Let's see. Van Gisbergen wants to peek to the outside, now dives to the inside. Nothing there, but he's still only about a half a car length off the rear bumper of Austin Hill.
As they again work their way through the S's, the quick left, right, left. Again, Austin Hill heading downhill, holding on to the lead. Shane Van Gisbergen, though, closing in as they work their way through eight, heading for 10.
The front pair far enough out in front of the third place machine that Shane Van Gisbergen need be in no hurry in his attempt to get around Austin Hill. He'll close the gap again, getting into turn 11. He's very good right there, trying to find an opening on the bottom of the racetrack, but Austin Hill, he's right against that Jersey barrier. No place for the second place car to go, and Hill will continue to lead.
As the leaders cross the start finish line, let's go back to the infield care center with Alan Cavana.
Outside the care center with Ty Gibbs. Ty, I know the pit stop put you in back of the field in the mid there. What happened after that?
Yeah, I don't really know. I haven't really seen a good replay, but definitely unfortunate. I think we just got back at the best, and one guy got spun, and everybody just held it wide open. This is what it looked like from my view, and I got hit a bunch of different times by people just pinning it. So I don't know what all happened there, but definitely an unfortunate way to end our day.
All right, Ty Gibbs out of the care center and out of the race.
Meanwhile, the leaders working their way through the S's again. Austin Hill still barely holding off SVG down through the S's. Again, Van Gisbergen looking to take the lead, retake it. As a matter of fact, he led 21 laps earlier today as he tries to take the lead for the second time in turn 10.
I think everybody, with the exception of Austin Hill, sees the upcoming pass whenever it happens as inevitable. Hill is doing everything in his power to maintain the race advantage. A car length, that's the difference between the number 21 of Hill and the 97 of Van Gisbergen. They'll remain that way, nose to tail off turn number 11, back up through the gearbox as they head toward turn 12.
It'll be 19 laps to go this time by. You get the sense that Shane Van Gisbergen is just setting him up, waiting for that right moment. Could it be here as they climb up the hill?
He keeps taking small bites of the apple, SVG does at each turn there, but Austin Hill holds him off. In this race a year ago, Eric Almirola got the lead, just like Austin Hill did, through pit strategy, and Kyle Larson could never pass him. This time around, it seems like SVG has a beat on Austin Hill. Hill as they go down the hill out of turn 3A to turn 4. It's still Austin Hill in the lead.
Give Austin Hill a little bit of credit. He's holding a pretty wheel right now. He's got kept SVG about 2 to 3 car lengths back. He's got a little bit of a cushion as they roll into the right-hander of turn 7. They set up down through the S's. It's still Austin Hill by a car length over Shane Van Gisbergen.
Right on his back bumper, Shane Van Gisbergen chasing him down the hill. The top two pulling away from third place, A.J. Allmendinger. Here comes SVG taking a little bit of a different line now as they head to turn 10.
Austin Hill's first appearance at Sonoma was a year ago, finished 8th. He gets a bump in the back end from Shane Van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen rolls out of the throttle at least for a moment to give Hill a chance to get his car back under control. Good move on his part. That is SVG. Off of turn 11, it is about 4 car lengths this time. The lead for race leader Austin Hill.
18 laps to go. Austin Hill leads them across the stripe. 14 laps led and counting. Ty Gibbs has led the most laps today, 26. SVG, 21. Top two in turn 2.
They exit turn 2. Austin Hill takes his car wider before turning it to the right there to make his entrance to turn number 3. The sun getting lower in the sky and right in their eyes, but it's still about a 2-car length lead for Austin Hill, who's won several races this season, but never in the Xfinity Series has he won on a road course.
Temp has dropped an easy 10 degrees since the start of this race. Also, it's got to affect the track surface. This time, Austin Hill, 2.5 car lengths over SVG, the right-hander that is turn 7. They're both up on the curb. They'll head down the hill into the S's. Don't forget A.J. Allmendinger. He's not out of this.
Allmendinger right now being scored 2.6 seconds behind the battle for the top spot. Austin Hill, SVG, back down the hill. And Austin Hill right now, Rob Albright, has gapped SVG on that lap.
And I think that's momentary. I think SVG is simply saying, all right, let's just regroup here, and we've got plenty of time to get this done. This second-place advantage over A.J. Allmendinger, however, in this process, has begun to shrink, as A.J. was 20 car lengths back. He's cut that gap in half. Austin's lead is about 10 car lengths over Shane.
As Doug and Rob mentioned, A.J. Allmendinger slowly becoming a part of this picture as Austin Hill leads Shane Van Gisbergen and A.J. Allmendinger with 17 to go here at Sonoma.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
Throughout the week, a lot of great programming on PRN. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country at the track with Lenny Baticki, and yours truly every day with PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Getting word now that Shane Van Gisbergen may have some sort of electrical problem. We'll get a further update from Wendy Venturini on that when we return. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Could be an issue for Shane Van Gisbergen. His voltage was reading a little bit off for Shane. He asked the team if he should switch boxes. He did. It seems to be a current fix for him, but definitely not the first time he's felt something odd in the race car today. Earlier, he said that the rear of the race car was a little bit shaky and uneven. So lots of things have felt weird, according, that's the quote from Shane Van Gisbergen today. And this last one of the volts, they're trying to reassure him that he has not lost any time as he continues to fight for a victory here at Sonoma Raceway.
He's fighting for the lead now in turn 11.
Plenty of volts down there as he brakes really hard, trying to get underneath Austin Hill. Hill shuts the door on him, but Van Gisbergen has the nose under there. That's where he wants it, but Austin Hill gets a great run off turn 11 and will maintain his race lead.
Coming to 14 laps to go, one car length for Austin Hill over Shane Van Gisbergen as they make the left turn under the bridge.
Cue up the suspense music as they climb the hill now as the caution is out of the racetrack. We'll have to suspend that lead battle for now.
Well, there's been a problem coming off turn number 10. I think it was Jesse Love. We saw him come back onto the racetrack. He's brought out the caution. The car was okay. He restarted 16th and raced his way back up to the 8th spot. He'll lose a bunch of spots now with that mistake over in turn 10.
He was running 8th at the time. He slid across the racetrack. Justin Allgaier did a nice job sneaking by him as he backed it out there onto the exit of turn number 10. Everybody got by safely. That was a quick yellow by NASCAR. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love just came over to the radio and said, it went around on me. I don't know what happened, man. So he was able to get the car going. He will be hitting pit road the next time. It looks like he has a little bit of damage on the left side of the nose of the race car. We'll check it out when he hits pit road.
That is just the fourth yellow flag today. We've run only 11 laps under caution. We'll take another break and return to Sonoma Raceway.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at Toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
13 laps to go here at Sonoma Raceway. Austin Hill leads Shane Van Gisbergen. We are under caution. When we come back, we will take you commercial-free to the checkered flag. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
We Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. We are under caution for the fourth time here in the Zip 250. The field is halfway through the course right now. When they come back to the start-finish line, we will have 12 laps to go in this race. We are going to take you commercial-free to the checkered flag brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Mark Pitt Road is closed. I don't know that that's going to matter for the leaders if and when or when it actually opens.
I don't think anybody that's out front is going to come down, because somebody, if they do that, or a bunch of somebodies, are going to stay out. So I got to figure the leaders will stay on the racetrack. We'll watch to see what happens. And if they don't go down the pit lane, we will certainly give you a full field rundown. And as they come back across the stripe, as we work again, just our fourth yellow flag, there'll be just 12 laps to go in this event. We're watching to see if there's any takers among the lead machines, and it looks like they will indeed stay out on the racetrack. And Austin Hill remains the leader of this race. He's led 19 laps. Again, Ty Gibbs has led one time for 26 laps. He basically ruled the roost in stage two. Shane Van Gisbergen led all 20 laps in stage number one. He's led 21 altogether. Austin Hill has led 19 and counting at this point. So let's give you a rundown. Let's first go to Wendy Venturini. Wendy?
So Jesse Love, the last time he was on pit road, he almost missed his pit stall. The reason, it sounds like, is radio communication. His crew chief, Danny Stockman, has been trying to count him down to the pit stall, and that's why he missed it. Well, because he got into a little bit of damage, then he spun around, hit the wall, has nose damage. Now they're deciding to come back down pit road. Four tires and Sunoco fuel, along with some Barabond on the left side of that nose, to fix Jesse Love's damage after being back in the 16th position. Brett McMillan.
Parker Kligerman's been having problems with the car being very loose, and also some braking issues started locking up on him, so he came down. He got four fresh tires, also a chassis adjustment on the left side. Also a little bit loose, Cole Custer, he came down. He got four fresh tires and an air pressure adjustment.
So let's give you the rundown as we currently have it. Austin Hill is your leader. Shane Van Gisbergen second. Third, A.J. Allmendinger. Sam Mayer is fourth. Sheldon Creed fifth. Austin Green continues to hang tough in sixth. Seventh, Justin Allgaier. John Hunter Nemechek eighth. Ryan Sieg ninth. Tenth is Alex LeBay.
Parker Retzloff is running in 11th. 12th is Riley Herbst. Brennan Poole 13th. 14th is Boris Said. Jeremy Clements is 15th. 16th is Kyle Sieg. Ed Jones is 17th. Preston Part is 18th. 19th is Matt DiBenedetto. Chandler Smith is 20th. All of those cars stayed out.
Parker Kligerman 21st, 22nd Kyle Weatherman, then it's Blaine Perkins 23rd, Cole Custer now being scored 24th, 25th Garrett Smithley, Brad Perez 26th, Josh Balicki 27th, Jesse Love now 28th, Ryan Ellis 29th, 30th Anthony Alfredo.
Leland Honeyman 31st, 32nd is Tony Annunziata, Haley Deegan 33rd, Sammy Smith is 34th, he had an axle issue, he is minus 8 laps. Ty Gibbs out of this race, he got into a wreck, he will finish 35th, 36th Jeb Burton, he's out of the race as well. Josh Williams 37th, that's where he'll finish, and Brandon Jones will finish 38th.
So we are getting the signal now. We'll go one to go, and it appears that we'll take the green flag, I think, with 11, maybe 12. No, the lights are off the pace car. They're about to choose, so we'll take the green flag with 11 to go. And again, you know, anybody who thought Austin Hill was just going to pull over, park it, and let SVG have his way, Austin Hill has fought hammer, tooth, and claw here in this third and final stage to hold off a top road racer. He's got then Allmendinger and Mayer behind him. If Hill wins this thing, he'll have held off the big dogs.
All of these cars, the top three, Austin Hill, Shane Van Gisbergen, and A.J. Allmendinger, all come out of the same racing stable up there in Welcome, North Carolina, on the campus of Richard Childress Racing. Van Gisbergen and Allmendinger, Colleague Racing cars, but they all have that technical alliance. And I think right now, if you're Austin Hill, maybe you get a little physical, and maybe you get Shane Van Gisbergen into a spot where he's racing his teammate A.J. Allmendinger. Outside of that, I don't know that there'll be much hope.
And does Sam Mayer right now, who's lined up behind Shane Van Gisbergen, does he decide he can get a little rough because he's got a get-out-of-jail-free card after SVG spun him a week ago at Portland? So we'll have to see what happens there.
We're about to find out what happens. The field is going to hit the Geico restart zone as the Toyota GR Supra pace car comes onto the pit road. And here they are, Austin Hill on the inside of Shane Van Gisbergen. The green flag is back out. Hill will have the advantage as they head up the hill.
Could this be the decisive moment of the race as the field is too wide? Climbing that hill to turn two. Shane Van Gisbergen outbreaks Austin Hill. Runs it wide. Hill slips. He's going to lose several spots. Move Van Gisbergen into the lead as it's a wad of cars behind him. Sam Mayer into second. Austin Green from sixth to second as Austin Hill, the leader, is falling back. The leader now, SVG, goes into turn number four.
Van Gisbergen with a six car length advantage into turn four, the hard right-hander. Now in second place is Mayer. Austin Green is riding third. Allmendinger back to fourth, but he's going to get a challenge from Sheldon Creed. Allmendinger spins, goes off in the grass. Everyone's going to miss him. They'll clear him, but Allmendinger stranded up at the top of the hill in turn number seven, spins it around, and will rejoin the pack.
We remain under Green. It looks like Sheldon Creed helped A.J. Allmendinger a little bit there in that turn. SVG, in the meantime, continues the lead as he takes them down again to turn number 11.
And he is certainly stretching that advantage. It's already about 10 or 12 car lengths over Sam Mayer, but Mayer has a mirror full of young Austin Green, who's right to his back bumper and is having the ride of his life here at Sonoma this afternoon. Off turn 11, Shane Van Gisbergen sets sail.
10 laps to go for Shane.
Trouble down in turn number 11. We've got a car that has gone around. That is the Jeremy Clements machine. He gets a turnaround. For a set spun on the exit of turn 11, everybody will continue, and for the moment, at least, we stay green.
All right, Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead this race as he's heading up toward the high part of the racetrack, makes a right-hand corner. He's about to head down the hill. Doug Rice, he's back in front of you.
Back into the right-hand turn that is turn four. It's Shane Van Gisbergen. We'll call it a half a dozen car lengths over Sam Mayer, and then Austin Green, who's having a great run today in third. Fourth right now is going to be Sheldon Creed. Van Gisbergen leads the field back down through the S's.
As the cars head down through the S's, Shane Van Gisbergen looks like about a four-car-length advantage over Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer won here yesterday in the ARCA West Series race. Would love to sweep, but he's got one of the best out there right in front of him. Austin Green running in third. Sheldon Creed running in fourth, and we know how aggressive he can be, Rob.
One of these young drivers, Sam Mayer, that the light suddenly came on. It was almost instantaneous overnight when he became a real road racer. Something clicked for him. He's been very strong. He's won a couple of road races, but he's got his work cut out for him now, trying to close that gap to Shane Van Gisbergen.
As Van Gisbergen crosses the line, we've got nine laps to go. We looked at the replay, how he took the lead from Austin Hill. He went across the dirt, body slammed him out of the way to retake the top spot. He's now heading towards Doug Turnbull.
Going to be some sour grapes and welcome North Carolina later, but right now, the Kiwis up front. That is Shane Van Gisbergen, about a three-car length lead over Sam Mayer. Third is still Austin Green, having an upstart run after a top 10 at Coda back in March.
Got the feeling that Van Gisbergen's leaving nothing on the table right now. Hard exit off of four. Down the hill, into the chute, the big round turn seven. We'll call it three car lengths over Mayer. Now Austin Green is getting a shove here from Sheldon Creed in third.
Creed, of course, bounced A.J. Allmendinger out of the way. Will he do the same thing to Austin Green? Down through the S's, heading for eight. Back downhill now for turn nine and heading for 10. Again, Van Gisbergen out front. Big gap now over Sam Mayer.
Shane Van Gisbergen, about five races into his Xfinity Series career, said he couldn't believe how physical these Xfinity Series drivers are. Well, he's now become one of them. He hasn't hesitated at all to really mix it up. And in turn number 11, the fight is for third. Sheldon Creed gets to the inside of Austin Green. Green battles back, but Sheldon Creed having a strong run. He's now up to the third spot.
Eight laps to go now. Shane Van Gisbergen leading Sam Mayer. Sheldon Creed now the third place driver. Then it's Austin Green and Austin Hill.
Austin Hill's had a heck of a comeback as he had fallen to the back of the top 10, has recoiled there. It'll be hard to get to the front, but he still has eight laps to do it. Up front at turn number three right now, on the brakes and hard on the throttle again. It's Shane Van Gisbergen who is opening up that lead over second place Sam Mayer down the hill to turn four.
Got that right, Doug Turnbull, pulled away by maybe four more car lengths that last lap as he's got about half the chute of a lead over Sam Mayer. Easy through turn seven down on the bottom side curbing.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen now. He makes his way through the S's. It's a left, right, left, and then a final right-hand part of this race course as they head down the hill. He's got a very comfortable gap in front of Sam Mayer. Wondering, however, Sheldon Creed appearing to be very aggressive. Right now, we still have 8 laps to go. Can Sheldon Creed catch Sam Mayer and make things interesting for that second spot?
Austin Hill opened the season with back-to-back wins at Daytona and Atlanta, and now Shane Van Gisbergen trying to become the second driver to win successive races. His advantage over Mayer now has grown to about 20 car lengths, 10 back to Creed, another 8 to 10 to Green, and then it is Austin Hill who is really working hard to get up there.
7 laps to go. SVG 1.3 seconds ahead of Sam Mayer, 2.6 over Sheldon Creed, 3.6 over Austin Green.
They exit turn number 2 now. The leaders do as Sam Mayer's trying to find some speed, taking some aggressive moves into these corners here, and he's cut just a tad into SVG's lead, but that lead is still comfortable there as he heads to turn 4 once again.
Right-hand turn, turn 4, swings it out wide, does Shane Van Gisbergen, some 10 car lengths back as Sam Mayer. He keeps just about the same lead he had last time. The guy that's on the move, though, is Sheldon Creed. He's closing in on Mayer.
As they work their way through the S's again, the gap between the top two cars remains constant, as is the gap back to third place, Sheldon Creed. SVG through the S's safely, back downhill, heading for turn 10.
Got to wonder about the electrical system on the race leader. Wendy reported that he appeared to have an electrical problem. That's what he had radioed to his crew. Right now, after switching boxes, the car seems to be running at full song. His lead grows just a bit. It's about 10 car lengths at the entry to turn number 11. On exit, he's very smooth. So is Sam Mayer. Mayer all the way to the outside wall. He's pedaling it hard.
Shane Van Gisbergen trying to go back-to-back with the win at Portland last week. And now with 6 laps to go, he is leading the way here at Sonoma Raceway.
He's going to climb that hill again to turn 2. And not only is turn 2 a blind corner, but it's right into the sunlight as the sun gets lower in the sky here. Sam Mayer in second spot wiggles just a bit exiting turn number 2. Though wiggles, the tire slips, takes some time away. It's still about a second and a half, maybe 2 second advantage for SVG, and that's the same pattern going back through the top 5 too.
Looks like they replicated the last lap around. Shane Van Gisbergen, 8 car lengths advantage, an equal distance back to third place running Sheldon Creed. Austin Green hanging around in fourth. Fifth belongs right now to Austin Hill.
Race leader is just making a perfect line around this racetrack. Sam Mayer can see his back bumper, but it's several car lengths to the leader, Shane Van Gisbergen. Now he makes a right-hand corner, a left-hand turn before hitting the fastest part of the racetrack and back in front of Rob Albright.
As we learned a week ago in the Cup race, running third is not a bad place to be sometimes near the end of a race. It paid off for Austin Cindric. I think that's all that Sheldon Creed running in third right now can hope for. He's got a long way to go. The gap first to second as they come off turn number 11. About 10 car lengths SVG over Sam Mayer. Another 10 car lengths back to Sheldon Creed.
Austin Green having another strong run today. This is just his third Xfinity Series start this year. 7th at COTA, 15th a week ago at Portland, running solidly now in the number 4 spot as the leaders work their way up to the top of the racetrack with now just 5 laps to go.
And Sam Mayer seemed to have caught SVG, but he lost some pace at turn number 2 there. He really soft-pedaled it through that turn after being aggressive the last 2 laps. So SVG's really opened it up, and Sheldon Creed has caught Mayer for that second spot down the hill out of 3.
He gave up a lot of real estate to Shane Van Gisbergen, just like you said, Doug. He closed it down, and now SVG is pulled out to about a 15-car length advantage. The battle is going to be for the runner-up spot as the shadows grow long here at Sonoma Raceway.
That battle happening just a little over a second behind Shane Van Gisbergen as he safely again makes his way through the S's, continues to gap the second-place car of Sam Mayer, who continues to get pressure from Sheldon Creed as Austin Green tries to keep up the pace, keep within shouting distance of the lead machines.
So lead big enough now for Shane Van Gisbergen that he really doesn't have to press. However, when a driver gets in a rhythm, you don't want to lose that rhythm. As the fight continues for second, Creed gets right to the back bumper of Sam Mayer in the middle of turn 11. It's about 2 car lengths off the corner as Mayer gets the strong run.
It's going to be 4 laps to go this time by third place Sheldon Creed. We know he's not afraid to get physical. Can he catch him coming up the hill toward Doug Turnbull?
Hey, let's see if he does. This time he's going to look to the inside of Sam Mayer, but Mayer cuts the inside off, so they both go right to the bottom of turn 2 and exit it right in line, right in unison. Creed, by the way, bathed in orange and white this week instead of the purple of the white colors he normally has. They are distant from the leader, SVG, now.
Shane Van Gisbergen looking comfortable out front. Call it 15 car lengths his advantage as he flies downhill through the chute. Sam Mayer is in a fierce battle back there with Sheldon Creed for the runner-up spot, but the driver of the 97 starting to pull away.
And here they come to the S's once again. This is a great spot on the racetrack for Shane Van Gisbergen. He's been good everywhere, but as he can see, very distant in his rearview mirror, he has a battle behind him. That's the best thing he wants to see right now. Sam Mayer running in that runner-up spot, and then it's Sheldon Creed. But we actually have that number 32 car of Austin Green. He's keeping up with those top three.
And he's trying to maintain an advantage over Austin Hill, which has been at about five car lengths the last several laps, into the inside of the second-place machine of Mayer. Here comes Sheldon Creed. He'll wrestle that position away, and he'll now set his sights on Van Gisbergen. But, guys, it's going to take a miracle.
Sheldon Creed, good news. He now moves up to second. Bad news. Three laps to go. 2.5 seconds behind Shane Van Gisbergen. The leaders again make their way to the top in turn two.
And Mayer not done with Creed. He looks to the inside of Creed again as Creed exits wide off of turn two, then woes the car down to get ready for the left-hander in turn three. But Mayer charges it hard. Wants that spot back. That's not going to help him catch the leader, Shane Van Gisbergen. And a reminder that Austin Green is fourth.
You're so right, Doug Turnbull. He's got to love looking in his rearview mirror and seeing those two battle back there for second. It's letting Shane Van Gisbergen pull away easy through the right-hander up here at the top of the hill in turn seven and back down into the S's.
Preston Pardis has been sent for a spin, but he makes his way back out onto the racetrack. We remain under green, and again, SVG continuing to pull away as he makes his way through the turns. Again, Sheldon Creed, a runner-up at Daytona, has never won before in the Xfinity Series. He locks up the tires in turn 10.
What is it, eight runner-up finishes, always the bridesmaid, and so far, never the bride. This could change today, but like I said, it's going to take something out of the ordinary because Shane Van Gisbergen is not putting a wheel wrong, and he continues to extend his race lead.
Off of turn number 12, two laps to go now for Shane Van Gisbergen. We actually have a battle for the three behind him. Sheldon Creed is the runner-up spot right now. Then it's Sam Mayer. Then it's Austin Green.
Each separated by two car lengths as they climb the hill up to turn number two, and Mayer really closes in on Creed's rear bumper. Maybe Creed's used up the good in that Toyota as Mayer's Chevrolet chases him. They go aggressively into turn number three with Austin Green sizing up that battle. If they get into each other, Green will be there to try to take the spot.
Van Gisbergen looks smooth on the exit of turn four, downhill through the 900-foot short chute into turn seven. Nice, easy roll down on the inside of the turn, continuing to stay ahead of Creed and Sam Mayer.
Shane Van Gisbergen, if he's still having issues with his car, he could actually take care of it right now. No pressure from behind as he makes that final dip down to the bottom of the hill. It's a right-hand corner setting up for a left-hander right now. Hard on the gas as he heads to turn 10.
Well, Shane Van Gisbergen came to the Xfinity Series knowing he had a steep learning curve, but he has been taking big chunks of it each race. He gets better and better on the ovals. From day one, he's been superstar on the road courses, as was expected. Does anybody have any doubt? He'll be there when we go to Phoenix at the end of the year. Off turn number 11, 15 car length advantage.
At the line, 31 laps led for Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll have to lead one more to take the checkered flag through turn one. Back up the hill to turn number two.
So smooth up the hill as he's into the throttle, then eases off the gas there. Cocks that wheel to the right. Shane Van Gisbergen with the commanding lead over second place Sheldon Creed. Battle for the third position. Austin Green looking outside of Sam Mayer, but that's not going to affect the lead as SVG is trying to make it two in a row here and both on road courses.
The cult of Shane Van Gisbergen continues to grow. He exits turn four. He loves racing here on the West Coast. Last week it was Portland. Looks like Sonoma for a trophy here today.
Van Gisbergen back down to the S's for the final time. Nice and safe as he works the left, right, left package there that as he snakes his way down the hill. Van Gisbergen things well in hand. And again, Sheldon Creed in the second spot, better than 2 seconds back, doesn't have anything for him.
I think we're going to have to add an extra S to SVG because the last 2 weeks he's been Superman, Shane Van Gisbergen. He heads it to turn number 11 very smoothly down in the gears. Sheldon Creed is narrowing the gap, but Van Gisbergen knows this is his race this afternoon.
He continues to break ground in NASCAR, this time for the first time from the pole starting spot. Shane Van Gisbergen will drive into victory lane as he wins the Zip 250 here at Sonoma Raceway.
Sheldon Creed will be the runner-up. Sam Mayer finishes third. Austin Green, just a fabulous afternoon for that young driver. He finishes fourth. Austin Hill, fifth. The rest of our top ten, Justin Allgaier, sixth. Seventh is Chandler Smith. Eighth is going to be John Hunter Nemechek. Cole Custer, Parker Kligerman round out the top ten.
And right now, Shane Van Gisbergen, he's got a new signature move here, and that's a burnout all the way around this racetrack. And he is lighting up those Goodyear tires around Sonoma Raceway. Coming to the start-finish line, John Hunter Nemechek, he's actually backing down pit road right now, had a tire issue on the left rear of his car. But, Mark, looking at our race-winning driver, not only did he take the field to school today here at Sonoma Raceway, he is just putting on one heck of a show for all of these fans here in Sonoma, California.
No doubt about it. Now, a week ago when he won at Portland, they handed him a rugby football. He signed it and then punted it into the grandstands. We'll have to see if he does that again today.
I can tell you right now, his crew members have that rugby football with the number 97 emblazoned on it right now, and they're ready to make that happen, and that's going to be a big, big thing. The fans here, right on the grandstand side of things at the start-finish line, some big, big things that they're looking forward to here for sure. But what a great way to celebrate. You know, Shane Van Gisbergen comes into NASCAR last year, wins on the Chicago Street Course, his first start in the NASCAR Cup Series, gets a full-time ride, moves over here from New Zealand where he was a three-time Australian V8 car supercar champion, and now is a two-time back-to-back winner on the Xfinity Series.
The one thing that impresses me, it didn't take him long to get All-American with NASCAR, because he took the lead from Austin Hill, jumped across the dirt, the inside of turn number two, body slammed, hip checked Austin Hill, who couldn't be happy about that move. But again, Shane Van Gisbergen has shown that he's not afraid to do what it takes to win as he goes back to back on the Xfinity Series and now does a major league burnout right here at the start finish line.
Well, if there was anything wrong with the rear axle of the car, if there was anything wrong with the electrical system of the car, if there was anything wrong with the steering of his car, you absolutely wouldn't know it, because Shane Van Gisbergen was coming to the lead before that final caution. He got the lead on the final restart by getting very physical with Austin Hill. Is not afraid to come over here and door slam another driver, and he is absolutely taking this new asphalt here at Sonoma Raceway and laying down a bunch of rubber with a big burnout, a big smoky burnout. There are literally chunks of tire rubber smoking on the start-finish line now.
I was impressed by the burnout in the fact that it's a very tight quarters right there. You have a wall to the outside and the inside, and he just looped it around about 30 times without nicking anything. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, Sam Mayer, wasn't the win that you had yesterday, but not a bad weekend all in all for you, was it?
Yeah, we were pretty solid. Like, huge thanks to my guys for putting the race car together. I could go out there and run it up front. We definitely wanted a little bit more, but we're going to keep bringing race cars that are as fast as Xfinity Internet each and every week. We got to be a little bit better on my side and on the team side to keep up, but we got a good stretch coming. I'm not too worried.
All right, good third place run for Sam Mayer. Alan Cavana.
Sheldon Creed, a hard charge up to a second place finish. What was that like trying to catch SVG? You had a lot of speed on that last run.
Yeah, no, the first set of tires was funny there. We like blistered them, and I don't know, just a bad set. But stage two, I knew I was good, and just needed to do an adjustment. Thank you. Just needed an adjustment, and after like five laps there in stage three, I knew I was really good. We got the caution. Obviously, restarts were chaotic, and
contact with AJ. What happened there?
I was part of the chaoticness. I just wheel hopped into seven, trying to get inside of him, and yeah, not what you want to do is go spin your competitor out wheel hopping. But yeah, just dug hard there to try to get as many spots as I could. And I knew the 97 probably was saving at the end, which made it probably look like I was way faster than he was. But I think if I'm there, I had a really good car at the end to be able to race him.
Good run for Sheldon Creed. Brett McMillan.
Austin Green has had three starts in the Xfinity Series this year, and he has two top tens, a seventh at Daytona, and now a fourth here at Sonoma. Are you kind of pinching yourself at how well this is going?
Yeah, it's just everybody on this three-dimensional service group, Jordan Edge Racing. It's amazing, you know. I mean, those last couple laps there, I was kind of hoping for a caution, but our short run speed, we really weren't there. And, you know, I made mistakes, of my own. And but yeah, it was a hell of a day. And you know, Doug Peterson, for can't thank him enough for believing in me and giving me this opportunity. And next one's Chicago, so got a little bit of a wait, but hopefully today I turn some heads.
When you're running with guys like SVG and with AJ Allmendinger, you can go to school all day long, can't you?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, intimidating to have them behind me, but once I got around, I could kind of see where they were beating me and where I was gaining. So, you know, this whole deal is just learning and getting laps, and so I think that was very, very, very helpful. And you know, congrats to SVG on another win.
All right, we'll see him in Chicago. That's Austin Green, fourth place finish. Let's go to Wendy Venturini in victory lane.
Shane Van Gisbergen has just taken the rugby all the way to the stands with the football there. So I had voltage issues, steering issues, every sound in the race car. I was reporting to the fans at home that you were feeling, you were giving feedback. How much was that playing through your mind and trying to get over all of those things and the adversity of this win?
Well, obviously a little bit, but when you're out front, you hear all those little noises and bits. But, yeah, got it to the end. It obviously wasn't perfect, but... yeah, what a race, up and down all day, and really good battles with everyone the whole time. Had a blast.
Very racy out there today, a lot of tough competition. Yeah. How is that racing for you in the driver's seat, in the Xfinity Series, and what your expectations are with two wins now back-to-back?
Oh, it's special, and to share it with all these guys, half of them weren't here last week. They were at Gateway missing our race. So to have all the pit crew guys, the spotters, and everyone who contributes to Coolig Racing, very special thing to be a part of.
Congratulations. Go enjoy the victory. Shane Van Gisbergen getting congratulations from all of his team members, which he mentioned some of them weren't there last week for the win.
Thank you, Wendy Venturini. That Victory Lane interview sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. What a big win for Shane Van Gisbergen here today. Didn't come easy as we go down to Alan Cavana.
And Austin Hill gets a top five finish, but it looked like for a long time it may have been a win today. You've seen the replay. It got aggressive with SVG. What happened?
I mean, yeah, I saw the replay. I don't know. I'm gonna leave it to everybody else to figure out what their perspective was, because it seemed like any time I make a comment, it's wrong. So, you know, it was good hard racing, going for the win. Our Bennett Chevrolet was super fast all day. Was holding them off there really well. I started fading a little bit. I was losing some rear lateral as the run would go, and I'd also lose some front turn in the slow section. So I knew it was going to be tough to hold them off, but I thought that we could do it. There was certain areas that I was better than he was, and there was certain areas he was better than I was, and I thought the areas that I was better than him, I was probably going to be able to hold him at bay. But we said a lot of laps ago, I don't know, you know, how his tires were versus mine as far as, you know, I was sliding him around a little bit. It looked like he was as well. But all in all, solid top five day. Good points day for us. I don't know where we stack up now in the points, but good points day. We'll go on to the next one and keep digging hard.
All right, Austin Hill, good day. Could have been a little better, but he's happy with how it ended, guys.
So he gets the top five, eases a little bit closer to the top spot. He's only 12 points now behind Cole Custer after 14 of 26 regular season races. Chandler Smith also minus 12, minus 24 right now in the point standings, Justin Allgaier. Good day for all of them. Great day for Shane Van Gisbergen. Back-to-back wins today. It happened from the pole. He is your winner of the Zip 250. Sheldon Creed, the runner-up finisher. Sam Mayer finished third. Austin Green, a great fourth-place run for him. Austin Hill finished fifth. Justin Allgaier worked his way back up to the sixth on that final lap. Chandler Smith finished seventh. John Hunter Nemechek was eighth. Ninth was Cole Custer. And tenth, Parker Kligerman.
Then Parker Retzloff is 11th, 12th Jesse Love, Riley Herbst winds up 13th, Brennan Poole 14th, 15th was Ed Jones, Josh Balicki 16th, A.J. Allmendinger now 17th, 18th Blaine Perkins, Alex LeBay winds up 19th, 20th Ryan Sieg.
21st was Matt DiBenedetto, Jeremy Clements finished 22nd, Kyle Sieg 23rd, Brad Perez 24th, Preston Partis 25th, Ryan Ellis was 26th, 27th was Garrett Smithley, 28th Boris Said, 29th Leland Honeyman, and Kyle Weatherman was 30th.
31st, Anthony Alfredo. Then in the 32nd spot is going to be Haley Deegan. Sammy Smith winds up 33rd. The rest of these drivers wound up out of the race. Thomas Annunziata is in the 34th position. 35th, Ty Gibbs. Jeb Burton winds up 36th. Josh Williams 37th, and Brandon Jones in the 38th position.
Well, great day for Shane Van Gisbergen. He wins a stage in this race. Let's not forget about that. Winds up with six extra playoffs points with a stage win and a race win. And Shane Van Gisbergen will head back to the ovals next week at Iowa Speedway. We will head back here tomorrow at Sonoma Raceway for the Toyota Save Mart 350, where Joey Logano will lead the field to the green with a good pole starting spot.
He'll share the front row with Tyler Reddick. If you missed it earlier today, the top 10 qualifiers, Ryan Blaney third, Chase Elliott fourth, Kyle Larson was fifth, William Byron sixth, Daniel Suarez will start the race tomorrow seventh, eighth, Alex Bowman, Ross Chastain ninth, Ty Gibbs in 10th.
And we'll be back on the air tomorrow, 2:30 Eastern time, for the Toyota Save Mart 350. Want to say a big thanks to our entire broadcast crew, our pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Alan Cavana, Brett McMillan. In the turns were Rob Albright, Doug Turnbull, and Doug Rice, who will be back in his normal anchor spot here tomorrow. And we will swap, and I'll go back over to turn number 7 for a big race day. Our engineers, Harold Hemrick, Raul Velez, and Ben Blevins. Our race director, Laura Beth Barnhart. Sales and marketing are Jerry Horn, Alexis Erickson, Jim Fickinger, Hank Lee, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. Production is Kent Bernhardt. For Mark Garrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Thanks to you for tuning in. Congratulations to Shane Van Gisbergen, winner of the Zip 250.
The Zip Buy Now, Pay Later 250 was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Gravel flying in the rearview mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights and keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. Doing what she likes. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things are whispered in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes. Yeah.
it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Yeah, but never have a wander down to New Orleans. Never have tripped down a bayou stream. But I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. And a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beau Soleil isn't coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. From a Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from a 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to swim with the Dose Do. But you learn to love at the Fado Do when you hear a little show in the blonde. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. Devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh. Sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, devil's always along for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a holly on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my giver, needle pegging 9 to 5, but that's all right.
cause I'm running every red light. In my head, I'd been out the night before with all my friends. A little worried, kind of wondering what I did. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. My wife wanted to kill me, but she tried to save me first. You're going if I have to drag your butt to church. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I read the hymns and kind of sort of sang along. Made it through the Sunday sermon wide awake. We met the family for dinner at our home. Drank some beer, watched the game, and cooked some steaks. My little brother had a big fight with his wife. Poor mother sat between them both all night. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. A prayer for Cousin Michael in Iraq. We're all aware that he may never make it back. We talked about the way we missed his stupid jokes and how he loved to be a soldier more than most. I laid in bed that night and thought about the day and how my life was like a roller coaster ride. The ups and downs and crazy turns along the way, it'll throw you off if you don't hold on tight. You can't really smile until you shed some tears. I could die today or I might live on for years. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
sitting around drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far. He says, this is your life and welcome to it. It's just working and drinking and dreams. Out on TV says, just do it. Hell, if I know what that means. The secret of a life is a good cup of coffee. The secret of a life is keep your eye on the ball. The secret of a life is a beautiful woman. Marilyn stares down from the barroom wall. You and me, we're just a couple of zeros. Just a couple of down and outs. But movie stars and football heroes.